Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Baltimore Sports Talk with your hosts Rob McQuay and Jeff Coles, also featuring Philly Jeff Dye. Now, get your game on.
All right, folks, it is Baltimore Sports Talk here on a Monday morning quarterback edition. I'm Rob McQuay, your host, and Jeff Coles is on the Skype line with me today. We're trying something a little bit different and new for us. Jeff, how's it going out there in Mount Vernon?
Great, Rob. You know, like my son would say, you know, welcome to the 21st century, Dad.
That's right. And you're running Skype on your phone, so that's even more 21st century. I'm running it on my computer, which is kind of a little bit old hat, but now Skype has an app, and you can use it on your phone, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was going to put it on my tablet, too.
Yeah, do that. And then maybe we can utilize the camera so we can actually look at each other while we're doing this. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Do we really want to do that? I mean, we can... I'm sitting here munching down donuts, and I'm getting crumbs down the front of my shirt here, if you want to see that. There's a big old drool stain, too.
Yeah, good. That's good. Well, what I would like about that is that we can kind of we could communicate visually with one another. You know, like if I have something to say, I could like hold up my hand and, you know, like, oh, I'm going to jump in. Or you could do the same thing, you know, that kind of thing. But,
yeah. I can hold up my finger and say we're number one.
All right. Well, interesting weekend in the NFL. And, of course, it finishes out tonight with the Miami Dolphins and the New York Football Giants, which I'm thinking the Giants might make some hay on this one. The Dolphins... even though, you know, they came out, they beat the Ravens last week, I just don't believe in the Dolphins right now. I think if New York comes out and hits them hard, I think the Dolphins will probably fold quickly. But like a lot of teams that are kind of marginal, if you let them hang around, then you could be in trouble. So that'll be interesting to watch tonight. And, of course, the Giants have a lot to play for because the NFC least, East, I'm sorry, is up for grabs still. So, and maybe we'll hear from Philly Jeff. In fact, I'll send him a text here. But maybe we'll hear from him because his Eagles did pull out a win over the Buffalo Bills yesterday. So, you know, lots kind of going on. The Redskins also won yesterday. So, the NFC East is up for grabs.
Yeah, right now. I think the Redskins beat the Bears. So
Right. Those politically incorrect, you know, guys that are beating up poor animals. You know, we got all kinds of stuff going on in that game. You know, it's just not a PC game at all. Redskins beating up the Bears.
Oof. Wow.
All right. The Seahawks thought that the Ravens were fish, I guess, and they just swooped down and pulled them right out of the water and ate them up, didn't they?
Well, yeah, and you know, when you watch the game, I mean, you see when you see the Ravens going out there, you see that I don't know, for the Seahawks just scare me coming out of the locker room. I mean. Yeah. You know, they look like their muscle definition on their arms is right. Much more intense than the Ravens. I mean, they just look bigger, stronger, faster, meaner.
And guess what?
And you know, they
were.
They are. I guess.
yeah, a dominating defense. The Ravens couldn't run the football, which, look, a great game plan by the Seattle Seahawks. Because basically what they said, Jeff, was we're going to put everybody up, we're going to shut down the run, and we're going to make a third string, you know, guy off the street in Jimmy Clausen beat us with a handful of receivers that just came off the practice squad, you know. So it was a great game plan, shut down the run, and let the passing game beat a team that features Cam Chancellor and Richard Sherman, and, you know.
Yeah.
So pretty much a no-win scenario for the Baltimore Ravens yesterday. And the one thing to note, and I had this discussion with my son, and I really thought this would be probably a blowout. But even though the Ravens had played every game this year, either won or lost by a touchdown or less, and that wasn't the case yesterday.
And this is what makes this game a little more unique than the all the other games the Ravens have played. But you know, a team like Seattle, they again, like every other year in recent times, they were in trouble. It looked like when they were 2-4 to start the season,
right.
And now they look like they're a playoff team, and they look pretty dangerous when they get down. And then the Ravens, on the other hand, what do they have? What, 19 people on the on injured reserve right now, and 14 of them are on the offense.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. You know what has happened to the Ravens. As you mentioned that, Jeff, and as we talk, I'm gonna pull up that in. I guess it's the injury report. Let's look at the injury report for the Ravens. And now they're only listing. Oh, this is just for week 14, and that's just the game status, guys. That doesn't even. Now let me see if I can find the. They don't list an IR. I'll look as we talk.
Those don't count. That doesn't count the ones that are deceased at this point.
That's right. Oh my. So look, not a lot good to say about yesterday. Although, you know, for whatever it is, you know, Jimmy Clausen actually played better than Matt Schaub yesterday. Now, I don't know that that's saying much, but he did. And actually, Jeff, the first half, I mean, look, they went into halftime only down 14-6. They played pretty well in that first half, and I think one of those touchdowns was off of a turnover, wasn't it?
And the thing was, it wasn't like, it wasn't like they unloaded on them in the first half.
Right.
And, it was a touchdown probably in each quarter, maybe I think two at the end, but
I don't remember exactly, but
I think by the way, I think this the one that is this the game that actually officially eliminates the Ravens from the playoffs?
That's a good question.
So as though there was ever any question that there was going to be,
right.
Obviously not.
Right. And what I do know is it is the game that they lost that secures them a losing season, the first losing season under John Harbaugh. Although, I don't want to say it that way. I heard somebody say that on the radio yesterday, and there's a little implication there. The first lose, which implies that there will be more losing seasons. So I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say this is the only losing season under John Harbaugh. So, who knows what will happen in the future. So,
Chris Candy left the game with a pectoral muscle.
Yes, that's right. He did leave the game.
I don't know what his stats is going to be right now, but
I don't know. The offensive line however, really got schooled yesterday. And I don't know that it's surprising, Jeff, when you look at things. First of all, of course, we lost Jeremy Zuta, the center, I think for the rest of the season. So Urschel, who's really a guard, has to move over and take on the duties of center. Eugene Monroe has been out, although that's not a terrible thing to me. I would like to see them trade Monroe or cut him or do something with him and get a and look for another left tackle, because I was never sold on him when they traded for him in the first place. And then who do we have? Okay, so Rich Wagner is playing in place of somebody else. So the offensive line is beat up, and Seattle just took it to them. And they, the offensive line just couldn't do anything. You know, we talked about this off the air. The Ravens averaged 2 yards a carry. That won't get it done. And they only carried the ball 14 times.
And they had one rushing yard. They had one rushing yard in that first quarter. That really laid the groundwork. That's pretty bad.
And look, it's not the running backs, I don't think, because both Buck Allen and Terrence West are good running backs, but the Seattle defensive line was playing on the Ravens' offensive side on every running play.
Because they're keying on that run.
Yep.
They know the Ravens don't have anything else.
Right. Right.
And you know, there's something else too. And I know these guys are professionals, but when you're 4-9 and you're used to winning and then you go through this terrible, terrible season,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've got guys that I think are just going through the motions at this point.
And they might. They might be. And look, during a game, look, you start out, you probably have some inspiration when you start the game, you're fired up, and then things start to kind of unravel. The defense couldn't get off the field. I mean, I think in the third quarter, the offense had the ball one time, and Seattle, Seattle just kept our defense on the field. So then they get tired, then they start making stupid mistakes and penalties and getting beat and not tackling, you know, and it just mounts up and snowballs into a, 35-6 shellacking. I don't know what else to say. There are just too many injuries. It really is looking like, the varsity versus the JV right now. And although next week, I believe the Ravens have the Houston Astros, the Houston Texans.
I think the Astros are better.
In fact, why don't we just have an Orioles Astros game? That might be a little more entertaining. Let's see. No, next week they have the Chiefs. Oh, they have the Chiefs. I wish they had the Texans next week, because the Texans are another JV team. So look at these next three games, Jeff. The Chiefs at home at 1:00 on Sunday. The Chiefs won yesterday, but I think they won like 10-3 or something like that. They're winning games, but not by a large margin. So maybe the Ravens have a fighting chance in this one. But then the following Sunday, which is the Sunday after Christmas, they play the Steelers at home. Now, it's scheduled for an 8:30 Sunday night game. I don't know if they flex those games or not. That game may end up not being at 8:30 on Sunday night, and that'd be my guess. And then they finish out the season in Cincinnati.
I think a lot of people were expecting that the Steelers and Ravens play have a much better game than what they're anticipating now because of all the injuries.
Oh my goodness! I mean, if the Seahawks ran it up 35-6. I'm afraid as to what the Steelers are going to do, especially since they're out for a bit of revenge since they lost that game in Pittsburgh that they should have won. And I guess, you know, Big Ben will be back this time. We won't be facing Michael Vick like we did the last time. So that's going to be.
Yeah, we lucked out once. We don't have to luck out twice.
So. Don't think so. So, I mean, let's look at the upside. The upside is the Ravens will have a decent draft spot this year, and maybe Ozzie can work a little bit of his magic in the draft. And plus, you know, hopefully we get guys back healthy next year. You know, we get a Joe Flacco back. I guess a Justin Forsett, although I'm not too concerned about the running game. And you know what? There was talk out there, and I don't know if it's going to happen, but and maybe we talked about this last week, but there was some kind of rumoring that DeMarco Murray was not happy in Philadelphia. I'll take him here in Baltimore.
Yeah.
You know,
a second.
I think DeMarco Murray would fit nicely into this offense.
Very much. You know, I was thinking of a question, just kind of went around in my head, and I'm going to bounce this off of you, Rob.
Okay.
If we have a choice here, that a year from now, if I said a year from now, the Ravens record-wise are going to be in the same spot and have the same problems, maybe not the injuries, but have the same, record that they had this year to have it next year. If they were to have that, and as payment for that, I guess, that they would have this year and next year would be the two best drafts in their history.
Yeah.
Would you take another year like this?
I don't think so. I don't think so. And the only reason I say that is just because of the Ravens' track record. You know, they've had there have been some years that have been down. But they've always seemed to bounce back, and Ozzie in general has been able to make the right choices and picks to bring a team back into contention. So, you know, if this were the Jacksonville Jaguars or, I don't know, the Oakland Raiders of late or something like that, I might be inclined to agree with you on that and say, yeah, let's take a couple of bad years so we can get a couple of good drafts. But not with the track record here of the Baltimore Ravens, I think. I think that's how I lean on that. Now, we have Philly Jeff calling in, and we got about 10 minutes left. The Eagles pulled out one yesterday, huh, Philly Jeff?
Actually, we have about 12 minutes left, so I get the last 12.
There you go.
No, you know what? How's the best way to put it? They had that look like, we're going to shoot ourselves in the foot, and then did just enough to get by. And nice to see a guy who's basically sat on his butt for 2 years get the crucial interception there, which won it for us. And, you know, we continue to really not have an offense, and if anything hurts us, that's what it's going to be. Because we can't beat Arizona with what we did yesterday. They're too good. But then again, what happened to Cincinnati? What happened to Denver? Miracles are possible.
Well, what happened to Cincinnati? There are two things that happened to Cincinnati. One, their quarterback got hurt. And two, the Pittsburgh Steelers came to play. I mean, I think the Steelers probably beat Cincinnati whether Andy Dalton goes out or not. That's just my feeling on that. And the Steelers look like they're a team on the rise. They're putting it all together. So, unfortunately for us around here. Denver. I don't know. I don't know what to say about Denver.
Well, they, you know, you can't win with field goals. I mean, I think
yeah.
that's – and I don't think, all things equal, that they have a quarterback. Even if Peyton comes back, I don't think they have a quarterback.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't really had a chance to watch them to really see what Osweiler, you know, is doing. But let's say this, too. As bad as Oakland has been, they're not really that bad of a team this year. I mean, they've run into some bad luck, I think, somewhere, but they finally have a quarterback. I like Derek Carr. They've got some receivers. And Darren McFadden can run the football if he's got a line and you know, can get some holes. So Oakland, I think Oakland's another team that might be on the rise. You know, and plus that's a divisional game, so those games are always tough, I think, when you're in the division like that.
Well, you know, I mean, boy, what a coin toss this whole year has been for with the exclusion of Carolina. I mean,
yeah.
Let's face it, Denver's looked bad, New England's looked bad. I've got to
say, they didn't look bad yesterday.
No, they didn't, because, well, there's two words for that. Rob Gronkowski, that guy makes a team. And the other, boy,
yeah.
and the other team that I'm surprised they're not whatever is, God, did you really watch Seattle yesterday? I mean, my God.
Right.
They were,
yeah.
no, their guys were wide open all day. Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
It's the Ravens. I get that.
Right.
But then again,
right.
the amazing thing is that the Eagles can beat Buffalo, the Eagles can beat New England, the Eagles can beat the Jets, and yet, amazingly enough, when you're playing a team with a crap record and you're the Philadelphia Eagles, you can't beat them. We lost
right.
to the Dolphins. We lost
right.
to the Lions, who looked like crap yesterday. I'm like, why couldn't
yeah.
we have played them yesterday? Would
right.
we what? 12-0, 13? Well, you know, we had one. No, we would not have won the Carolina game, although we kept it close. But again,
right.
I mean, what a year. Who's really out of it? Like five teams?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the Eagles are going to have a tough time if they get into the, you know, if they make it. Because you're right, you've got the Seahawks in the NFC, you get the Seahawks, you've got Carolina, Arizona. Who else? Maybe those are the biggies. Green Bay can always be whatever. Although they beat a hapless Dallas team yesterday, so they've had their problems. Green Bay had their problems.
Yeah, so I mean, you've got four or five legitimate contenders, and then you got the kind of the middle, and then you have the NFC East.
Right, right.
God, they're awful.
it's wide open. You know, the Redskins won yesterday. Of course, the Giants play tonight. And
please, Dolphins, go Dolphins!
Now, Jeff and I were talking about this earlier. My gut feeling is the Giants win this game, because I just don't think the Dolphins, unless the Dolphins get up quick and the Giants shoot themselves in the foot, the Dolphins are that kind of team that I think will fade when the times get tough, you know?
Yep.
So, I don't, and the Eagles, I mean, the Giants have something to play for. You know, they obviously have something to play for, because they're right there in the mix with the Redskins and the Eagles. So, you know, they got a lot to play for. So we'll see. We'll see.
Well, and look at it this way. After,
if you call the NFC,
after the Arizona Cardinals, we play Washington and New York. So and Washington's got a tough game coming up. You know, I mean, it's going to come down, I think, to the last 2 weeks. You know, which
yeah.
is okay.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. It'll probably come down to the last week, given the state of the NFC East.
I heard that. Yeah, and a Merry Christmas to you.
So we Philly, Jeff, we were talking earlier about the Seattle and Ravens game. You know, really, I mean, look, Seattle is firing in all cylinders, but it really was the varsity versus the JV yesterday, you know?
It was the men versus the boys.
Did you see?
Yeah.
Did you see how open those guys were? Let me tell you something, man. A 90-year-old lady in a walker could have been Russell Wilson's target yesterday. Are you kidding? I've never seen. And then Green Bay, it was the same thing. The guys were wide open. I'm like, where the hell is the defensive structure? Those are, man, some of these defensive coordinators, it's got to be, see you later. Because when guys are 10, 15 yards open every single time, I mean, come on.
Well, okay. So, first of all, let's, I don't know about these other ones. Let's take the Ravens. I don't think we're going to see the end of Dean Pease as the defensive coordinator, but I think the secondary's coach is going to get fired. And the problem, I mean, and it's not all his fault because the Ravens defense couldn't get any pressure. Russell Wilson wasn't pressured at all. He had all day to, you know, move around. And when you give receivers like Baldwin and Lockett and whoever else they have on the Seattle side, when you give them that kind of time, with a secondary that's marginal at best, they're going to get open, and Russell's going to find him, and he did. And the only thing I can say about that is, Baldwin is one of my receivers on my fantasy team, so I did really well fantasy-wise.
Now, keep in mind, something that can never happen unless they change the way they do the Super Bowl. But you know what would be an outstanding Super Bowl this year? Carolina versus Seattle. Those two quarterbacks going head-to-head. Oh, my goodness. That would be fantastic.
Well, and that may end up being, and most likely, the NFC Championship game. So.
Well, there you go. But I mean.
Incredible.
I mean, Cam Newton is just – but, boy, have you seen stats for the Russell Wilson? And he could have been an Eagle. Kill me.
He's just
lighting it up, man. Dude's averaging three touchdowns a game.
Five yesterday. Now, that's obviously not going to happen when they play the Carolina Panthers. But you're
right.
Yep. That'll be a great game. That'll be a great game. All right, we got 2 minutes left. Is Chris Davis gone, gentlemen?
Think this is a negotiation tactic.
Wait, Jeff.
I think that they pulled their withdrew their offer off the table as a negotiation tactic. I think they're still serious about Chris Davis.
Philly, Jeff.
I just got a check in the mail yesterday for $150 million. I thought, thanks so much. I was wondering where it went.
They sent it to the wrong address.
So next time you'll have to call me Big Baltimore, Jeff. $150 million? How about giving David Price $200 million? How about giving David Price $210 million? Please.
Yeah.
Please. Right. There's not a player that was ever worth that much, including Mr. A-Rod. I mean, really? He gets hurt, and then what? He gets old, and then what? It's like the deal they gave Ryan Howard. They paid him for the past and not the future, and he hasn't been crap since he got the big contract. I mean, I'm waiting to see what happens when somebody lights up David Price, and then the next game they light him up again. I don't think he's all that good for that kind of money. Please.
Obviously we'll see, but you're right. It's kind of hard to fathom, but the money's out there. So,
Well, keep in mind though, Chris Davis, it was Adderall and then it became Subtractorall.
Yeah. Well, it's hard. Look, it's hard to know what's going to happen, whether he's going to get any offers out there or not, but, Jeff Coles, I'm not sure. I mean, I think they pulled it strategically, but I also think they feel like we got to move on because if he goes somewhere else, we got to have somebody else. And I don't know who that's going to be.
Yeah,
there are
rumors. That's why they got who they got now. You know.
Yeah.
In Seattle.
Well, we'll see, gentlemen. We'll see. All right. I guess another exciting week ahead of us. I don't know. The Ravens probably are not going to win another game. I think their best shot is against the Kansas City Chiefs this coming Sunday at 1 o'clock in Baltimore. And I vote for Bryn Renner as the starting quarterback for the next three games. So there you go. Final thought, Jeff Coles.
Okay, in the new Peanuts movie, I predict that Charlie Brown will finally kick the ball.
Okay. Philly Jeff, final thought.
If that's the case, maybe there's a team that needs a place kicker. But, boy, it's now it's kicking for the Baltimore Ravens. Steve Brown. and he gets to wear his special striped uniform. And, I don't know. Hey, I look at it this way. The best thing I've seen in the last week or so, the worst thing is I didn't watch the end of the commercial. It was the car company where they had playing the Star Wars theme, and they had all the white cars coming down. There was a black car in front of them. I thought, there it is. Yeah, I'm going to put on my nerd helmet and go see that movie and cross my fingers, and maybe we beat Arizona this week. We'll see.
Yeah, there you go. All right, gentlemen, that's going to do it. Folks, thanks for listening to Baltimore Sports Talk here on QFL Live on the blogtalkradio.com network. I'm Rob McQuay for Philly Jeff Dyer and Jeff Coles. Have a great week. Enjoy the games, and we'll talk again next Monday. See ya.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Company Computer Guy.
Mr. Company Computer Guy.
You are the ruler of the RAM, the guru of the gigabyte, the monster of the memory.
Show me the way.
When we screw up the boot up, you are there. Without you, computers would megabyte. The countless hours we spend surfing the internet and accidentally stumbling upon porn sites would instead be spent working.
Working for the man.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Company Computer Guy. For it's you who keeps our logons logging and our hard drives hard.
You've got to see this porn site.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.